for 50 yards. We've got four punts tonight for an average of 34.3 yards. Leading rusher for the Wildcats, number 11, David Arnold, seven carries for 15 yards. David Arnold, also the leading receiver for the Wildcats, three catches for 16 yards. The leading receiver, leading rusher for the Vikings, that would be Greg Reed, four carries for 27 yards. Leading receiver, Jerry Postel, two catches for 31 yards. Also notable, number 11, Tavares Williams, two carries for 18 yards and a touchdown. Those are your first half stats brought to you by Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue on Norman Drive, also in Lake Park. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll be just about ready to kick this ball game off into the second half. You're listening to Lounge High Radio Broadcast on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm here to pick up your daughter.
Are you a lawyer, Steve?
No, sir. I'm a...
Yes?
Excuse me, I...
Are you a doctor?
Well, no, sir, but...
Yes?
Sir, could I...
What do you do, Steve?
Well, you see, I'm a plumber.
For Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Did you say Benjamin Franklin Plumbing?
Yes, sir, I did.
Benjamin Franklin? With the on-time guarantee?
Yes, sir.
If there's any delay, it's you we pay?
That's the one.
So for every minute that a technician is late, Benjamin Franklin pays me $5?
Absolutely.
Now, Benjamin Franklin also offers straightforward pricing, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
So if I have a problem, you'll give me a fair, honest price before you start the job?
Exactly.
Okay, Steve, come on in.
Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing today at 242-8934. That's 242-8934 for Benjamin Franklin, the punctual plumber.
High school football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition. Just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank, we've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
The most important customer at General Rental Center is you. It's true. Homeowner or contractor, you're equally important to them. If you come in once a year or once a week, they're going to take the time to make sure that you have the right tool, and they can provide complete instructions on how to use it correctly for easier, faster job completion. It's all part of the everyday service of Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road, for the right tool every time.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network
on News Talk 105.9
WVGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. As we get ready to kick off the second half, Vikings will kick off from left to right on your radio dial.
You want me to talk a minute while you get your breath? Well, of course, the Wildcats won the toss to start the ball game, and they deferred their decision to the second half. So to start the second half, the Vikings will kick off. Mark Willis set to kick off. Ball marked at the 40-yard line. Who's back deep for the Wildcats?
Back deep to receive is number 15, and Belcher, along with Perry King. And I can't read the other man's jersey number on the far side.
He looks like 28, maybe. I can't quite make his number there at the
end. That's Terry Belcher. There's Willis's kick. High end over end kick. And Belcher will take it at the 10. Comes to our side of the field. He's across the 15. He's across the 20. The 25 cuts inside to the 30. And we haul him down about the 32, 33-yard line. And that's where the Cats will take over. First and 10 as we begin the second half, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Number 28, Terry Belcher, came all the way across the field. The ball kicked down into that corner. Not quite as deep as what Mark's been kicking. But again, you know, really, we talked about some of the miscues and things like that. The Vikings have been off a week. They come back. They're rested, absolutely. But how much is a little bit of rust that maybe they've worked off now in that first half? We'll see. Mark Willis, that's his first kick, really, in 2 weeks.
Cats send three receivers far side, one receiver near side. They go to the shotgun right away. We're in a five-man front. Turner takes the snap. Gives it to McNair. No, it keeps it. Comes over to the left side. He's across the 40, the 45. He's got a first down all the way out to the 46-yard line. 11-yard, 12-yard carry by Michael Turner.
Again, a little misdirection. Michael Turner is the person we got to really be careful of, because when things break down, and you got to account for where he is. He's got great athleticism.
All the way at first and 10 from the 46-yard line. The most important possessions of the entire ball game, Bill Osborne, in my opinion, is what they do with the ball on this possession. Three receivers, far side, one near side. Turner rolls right, looks, stops, looks to throw. No place to go. We hit him behind the line of scrimmage.
Blake
and
Summer.
Down he goes. And he'll lose 3 yards back to the 43-yard line.
Blake Summers, now the shotgun so far, we saw it there at the end of the first half, and so far now is working real well for the Wildcats. Turner's able to get the time to see downfield. We've got to be able to get past that offensive line and be able to disrupt that in the backfield like we did in that play.
And they say it's only a 2-yard loss, second and 12. Again, the Cats send two receivers to their side of the field, one to our side. No tight end. Turner goes under center, now backs up. He's in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap. He gives it to the fullback up the middle. He slips one tackle, two, and he'll pick up 2-3 yards. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. I thought they might give him one extra, so it will be third and 10 back at the Cat 47-yard line.
Little Bear Devin Simmons got out with an arm tackle. He slipped trying to move back over into that hole, or might have been able to stop him for little or no gain.
Well, actually, they give him three. Third and 9. Perry King Belcher comes near side. They send Marcus Ewing's far side. We've got man coverage out there. Turner in the shotgun. We're in a 3-man front. There's a snap. Turner rolls right. Looks.
Stop flag.
The whistle blows. And what have we got from where?
I'm still looking for the flag.
I don't see a flag. There, it's on the near side right here. Dead ball, illegal procedure. Back it up. Make it third.
Oh yeah,
and
here.
14. That'll move it all the way back to the 42-yard line.
Play clock running now.
Cats now bring two receivers to our side, one to the far side. Greg Region man coverage out there. Turner in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. Takes a snap. Rolls to that side of the field. Shovel pass underneath to David Arnold, and he'll get absolutely nowhere. Did not fool anybody.
Thank you.
And the Wildcats will have to punt on their first possession of the third quarter.
Great defensive stand by the Vikings. Greg Reed back deep to receive the punt.
Kyle Rowe, the punter, standing at the Cat 25-yard line.
We got 10 on the line.
There's the snap. High, high kick. High, high kick, Greg Reed says. Fair catches the ball at the 22-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over on our first possession of the second half with 8:59 to go in the third quarter.
Kyle Rowe, a great punt. He had a little extra time. They had great protection. He was able to take an extra step and really get some height out of that punt. And the only thing Greg Reed had was a fair catch.
That's all he had. That ball looked like he should have filed a flight plan with it.
Kari Franklin checks in at quarterback.
Ball in the middle of the field. There comes the Mayflower Moving Company offensive line. We send one man to the far side. We are in a straight wing tee. They've got six men on the line of scrimmage. And we give it. No, Corey Franklin keeps it coming around the side. He's up to the 30, spins, and they'll run him out of bounds at the 31, 32-yard line. He's awfully close to a first down, Bill.
Good. That was a good run by Corey Franklin. He had the pitch option out there with Darius Perry as well. The defender went with the pitch, and so Corey just kept it and took it up. For a great gain, second and one.
Yep. Second and one at the 31.5-yard line. Darius Howell checks in. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Howell goes to the far side. We're going to stay in the straight wing tee. with Jerry Postel at wing back on our side, Hargett at fullback.
They
walk eight men up on the line of scrimmage. We give it to Postel. He's hit in the backfield, and we will lose yardage.
Wow, when they come up there that quick, there's just no way to get around that. You don't have enough guys to defend it.
You don't. And we will lose. See, it was second and one. Now it's going to be
third and five.
And five. We'll lose 4 yards on that. C.J. Moore checks in. The ball in the middle of the field. Corey Franklin goes under center. Cats go back to a five-man. Now they got a six-man front. Seven. And we give it to Darius Perry up the middle. He's got the first down and then some.
I was looking through my binoculars, Wes, and a dove flew by. I thought it was a flag that flew through.
About a 10-yard carry by Darius Perry up to the 39-yard line.
And a first down, Vikings.
And boy, did we need that one.
Really did. I think maybe that with that kind of third and five, it looked like the Wildcats thought we might try and throw the ball.
Kelly Dawsey checks in. 7:54 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings lead it 8-0. Now, Augusta officials have stopped the clock.
I was going to say, what's because that's a long huddle. Let's see.
And I was going to tell you about this crew. This crew has worked this game for as long as I can remember.
Oh, that was an equipment issue, I think. Sorry.
They have worked a dome game every year that I can remember and a state championship game every year that I can remember. Six men up on the defensive front for the Cats. We're in a wing T with Darius Perry in motion. Kahari Franklin keeps it. He keeps the ball around the right side. Adele running out of bounds at the 48-yard line. It'll be a yard short of a first down, Bill.
Wow, and then again, he's got Darius Perry out there on the pitch, and the defense is going with the pitch.
Second and one. We've got Postel at wing back on our side. Hargett, now the Cats in the six-man front. Now those two linemen walk up, and we give it to Hargett right up the middle. He's got the first down as he fights his way across the 50 into Cat territory down to the 49-yard line.
Hargett just muscled in behind, looked like Brady Brantley, Ethan Barwick, and the other guard. I lost my other guard, Lane Grant. Timeout for the Vikings.
Timeout Vikings, 7:22 to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Dependable, reliable. Sounds like a car ad, right? Wrong. I'm talking about General Rental Center. Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental are as solid as a rock when it comes to quality, job-specific tools and equipment for contractors or homeowners. With upgraded equipment and expanded inventory, General Rental's commitment to the best has never changed. When you need help with a job, think General Rental Center. 2717 Bemis Road. For the right tool, every time.
Now back to more Vikings football action
on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, West James along with Wyatt Bill Osborne. 7:22 to go here, third quarter. Vikings lead it 8-0. It is first and 10 from the Cat 49-yard line. Vikings just had to use their first timeout of the second half.
So just into Cat territory.
And we have gone back to the Tebow offense. Snap goes to Greg Reed over his head. He picks it up, trying to get away from one man, and he does, but he fights his way back up to the 45. He had lost about 13 yards. No flag. Everybody's wanting a flag. Whistles were blown, and he kept getting hit. He had lost about 11 yards, but on his own, got five of them back.
Yeah, he did. And it was. It had just a lot of aggressiveness on the part of the Wildcats. The whistle was blowing, but everybody was kind of still going at it. It couldn't have gone one way or another. I think that probably a good no call right there.
Second and 15. Now we go back to the wing tee. Corey Franklin's back in. Wide receiver comes to our side of the field. They're in a five-man front now. And they give it to Derrick Perry around the right side. He's got a block as he tries to get off tackle, but he's hit by two Wildcats as he only picks up about 2 yards. And it's going to be third and 13. The ball back on our 47-yard line. We've got to get all the way down to the Cat. We've got to get across the Cat 39-yard line. Be third and about 14 then. Third and 14, third and 15, however you want to call it. It's still a long way to go, Bill Osborne.
Yes, it is.
C.J. Moore goes to the far side of the field. We put Jerry Postel in the slot out there with him, and the Cats give man coverage. 6 men on the line of scrimmage. Franklin rolls left, looking. There comes the rush. Slips, falls on that wet field under a great rush by the Wildcats, and we'll lose about 10 yards, and we'll have to punt the ball from back on our own 37-yard line.
Yeah, just Corey tried to come back. He saw the rush coming from his left, turned around, and there was two defenders from the right, and he just could not make that cut up the middle.
Hayden Martin in the punt, standing about our 22-yard line. Belcher and King standing back about the Cat 30-yard lines. Chip Osborne to snap. There it is. Nice high kick.
Fair catch.
And Belcher calls for it. Drops, and he just falls to his knees at the Cat 32-yard line.
And a really good punt by Hayden Martin.
With 5:05 to go in the third quarter, Vikings leading 8-0. Cats will take over first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Cats going from right to left on your radio dial. Cats bring two receivers. That's Belcher and King to our side of the field. Turner goes back under center. We're in a five-man front. And it gives all Arnold trying to go around the right side. Hit in the backfield by Little Bear, and here comes the flag.
Now, I don't want to speculate until I see what that is. It comes from where you normally might get a hold on offense.
Let's see. It is a hold. Now, Coach, you got a decision. You get the flag, which you've already lost.
Yeah, we need all the field position right now. This is a field position game.
So you could either be second and about 13, or you can back them back up inside the 20 and make it first
and
about 10, 22.
Yeah.
Cats in two receivers far side, bring one man near side. Turner goes in the shotgun, sneaks a man out just off tackle, takes the ball, gives it to the fullback up the middle, and he'll get to the 20-yard line, and that's all he's going to get. He'll pick up a yard, half a yard maybe. He's second and 21 from there.
Wes, I always find it enjoyable, especially in a game like this when I won't say tempers, but emotions get high. And I love to watch the line, the offensive line, the defensive line. And when somebody gets the better of another one, there's this stand down, this stare off that you get sometimes. They've played very well. Nothing that's been out of place. No bad tempers or anything, but it's great to watch that line play.
Cats again in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, one far side. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap. Turner rolls to our side looking. There comes the pressure. Throws out in the flats. Arnold makes the catch at the 20. Tries to cut inside. And we run him out of bounds up about the 24-yard line. He'll pick up about 4 yards, 3 yards. Well, actually only 3 yards on the play. So it'll be third and about 5, 10, 15, third and about 17. Ball on the near hash mark. And they say we ran him out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. The 3:51 to go here in the third quarter.
Long huddle for the Wildcats.
Sure is.
Looking back at the back judge here.
Two receivers come near side,
yep.
And
they're going to have to call the timeout.
Let's see if they do or not.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened here?
I don't know.
They restarted the play clock. for an equipment or something and let him, gave him the extra time.
Two receivers near side. They've got a tight end. Turner takes a snap, gives it to number 15, trying to go around one side. He'll cut inside. He will not. He'll get across the 25 up to about the 27-yard line. Will not even get back to the original line of scrimmage. He'll be about 5 yards short from there, so it'll be fourth and 15, and they'll have to punt from there.
Yeah, both disciplines, I mean, both defenses have played very disciplined, and the reverses have not worked.
Rowe standing inside his 15. Greg Reed standing back at our 40. We've got 10 men on the line of scrimmage. There's a snap. We don't come. Greg Reed gets away from it. Hits it to 40, rolls across the 35, down to the 30, and it'll roll dead at our 27-yard line.
Might get the 28. Yeah, 28-yard line. So, again, like we said, this is a game of field position. And they got a good punter. We're able to respond with our punter. Kari Franklin at quarterback. I'm sorry.
Yep, and he's waiting for the play to come in from number 81, Malachi Payne. Malachi brings the play in. 3:01 to go here in the third quarter. Cats. Six-man front, two linebackers. Now those linebackers come up in the line of scrimmage. We give it to
Perry.
Perry trying to cut inside. He gets by one man, drops his head, and runs over one man to get back to the 30-yard line and pick up 2 yards.
Yeah, Perry got hit, and after that hit, he was able to just push that 2 yards. And, again, like we've seen from Derrick all year, he's had some games where he's really broken free, but he's really shown us this year what a power runner he is.
Greg Reed brings the play in. Second and 8 at the 30-yard line.
Adrian Hargett comes out. That'll usually move Darriott into that fullback position.
And that's where he's at. Again, six-man front. There comes those two linemen up in the line of scrimmage. And we give the counter. And that is to
be Greg Reed.
Greg Reed. Greg Reed over the right side on the counter. He's out to the 35. He'll pick up 5 yards on that carry, Bill Osborne, and that'll leave us with third and about 4.
Yep. If we can avoid the loss yardage and keep getting these 3 and 4, that's the kind of ball game I really expected. This third quarter going by pretty quick, Wes. 1:45 left.
A minute 45 to go in the third quarter. This Viking crowd coming to their feet. Cats do it again. 8 men on the line of scrimmage. And we're going to have a false start on our Vikings.
I saw Corey that time look like he faked a handoff and was holding that like he was going to throw the ball.
So from 3rd and 4, it's going to be 3rd and 9.
We saw at halftime we had quite a few penalties, and that's been a real problem in this game.
Well, 3rd and 8, the ball back at the 30-yard line. Minute 24, clock's running here in the third quarter. Corey goes under center, takes a snap, keeps it. Slips and falls at the line of scrimmage, and we'll have to punt the ball.
We need to get Corey a little quarter-inch longer cleat or something. I tell you, he has not been able to make the cuts when he gets around the edges of this center part of the field.
Paige Martin standing inside our 15. Belcher and Perry King standing at their 40. There's a snap. Nice
good
kick.
Punt.
Driving King back. He fails it. Drops the ball. Stavall on the ground. Vikings have recovered. Vikings have recovered.
Greg Reed on the recovery.
Perry King. The ball kicked by Hayden Martin over Perry King's head. At the 30, he was going back. He filled the ball. Dropped it. at the 26-yard line, and that's where Greg Reed fell on it. First and 10, Vikings from there. We need to take advantage of this right here. This needs to hurt. Christian Glisson under center. Takes the snap, drops back, looking, throws out in the flats to Darian Perry. Nobody knows Darian Perry in the flats.
Now, saw again, as Christian tried to plant his feet, you could see him slip a little bit. He had to stop and replant his feet. I wish you didn't get a chance to really walk the field earlier, did you?
I sure didn't.
It's got some soft spots, evidently, in the middle part of the field.
Glisson still in at quarterback. There comes Greg Reed and Tavares Williams in, along with C.J. Moore. Postel checks out. Hargett checks out. 21 seconds to go here, third quarter. Second and 10 at the 26-yard line of the Cats. Glisson goes under center. The Cats in a five-man front. No, keeps the ball.
Reed knows
he's got it. And where in the world did Greg Reed go? He over the left side. He turns and spins and fights his way down to close to the 20-yard line, Bill.
Good handoff by Christian Glisson. We've seen that a lot with Kari, and Kari keeps the ball on that. You don't see it so often where the wingback keeps it, but Greg Reed did a great job.
That's the end of the third quarter. Our Vikings lead it 8-0. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
What do the Georgia Bulldogs and a home built with concrete have in common?
Well, both are strong enough to withstand the toughest opponents, and a home with concrete block is built to last. It's energy efficient, absorbs unwanted noise, and unlike a wood-framed home, concrete can withstand the most severe storms. Oh, and my daughter says the exterior finish is as gorgeous as that Bulldog tight-end she's dating.
Woo!
Call Scruggs Concrete today at 245-3668. That's 229-245-3668.
It's fourth and goal, 3 seconds left, down by 4 points. The play you call will determine the outcome of the game. In the game of life, when it comes to defeating termites destroying your home, roaches and other disease carriers invading your living space, rodents in the attic, or worse, who will you call to determine the outcome? Astro Exterminating has been the go-to player since 1969 for South Georgians who want to defeat these destructive foes. When you're down to the wire, you can depend on Astro Exterminating.
It's your home for the Vikings. News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, West James along with Bill Osborne. We get ready to start the fourth quarter. It will be third and 6 at the 22 for our Lounge Eye Vikings. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Headed toward that north end zone. Christian Glisson goes under center. He's got two backs in the backfield. We've got strong tight ends toward the right side of the field. He gets it to Darian Perry over the right side. He gets hit at the 20, and that's as far as he'll get. Pick up maybe 2 yards. Gets it into the middle of the field.
So about 37 yards probably is what we're going to mark this, between 36 and 37 yards.
Yep. It'll be fourth and four from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, he's going to mark it
set it down at the 27. It'll be a 37-yard attempt for Mark Willis. Christian Glisson to hold. The snap from Osborne's perfect. Kicks up, and it's good. And with 11:18 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's our
see you, Mark Willis.
11. The Wildcats, nothing. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Eye Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
How do you like your steak? Juicy? USDA choice? Freshly cut every day? Well, my friend, my answer to you is Austin's Cattle Company. They've got you covered from their famous prime rib to the New York Strip all the way to the Delmonico and so much more. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, and a laundry list of delicious appetizers to choose from, like potato skins, French onion soup, and chicken fingers. Austin's, man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Isn't it time for a real steak? Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
The Vikings play here.
News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back at Martin Stadium, Mark Willis set to kick off. There it is. High end-over-end kick. It'll be taken by Perry King at the 10. Goes left side of the field. There's going to be a clip. Perry King all the way out to the 35-yard line, but there is a clip back at the Bill at the 17-yard line.
And you could hear the whole crowd saw that. It was out there on an island. You can't miss it. And because Perry King had returned the ball till about the 34-yard line.
A 24-yard return by Perry King, but that will be negated.
Now we got them pinned down inside the 20.
Actually, they're going to take
inside
that ball
the 10.
Take that ball all the way down to the 9-yard line, 8.5-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Cats from there. 11-10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Our Vikings lead it 11-0. Two receivers far side, one near side. Turner in the shotgun. Tied in on our side. Turner keeps the ball.
Flag. All right, you're on
the... Dead ball. Illegal procedure.
Now, is that half the distance, Liz?
Back it up half the distance. And ball, I'll take it back just inside the 5.
Greg Reed trying to get the crowd up a little bit. Boy, that would really do something right here to hold them and a 3-and-out right down here inside our own 10-yard line.
First and 15. Again, they bring Perry King to our side of the field. Belcher and David Arnold goes to their side. Turner in the shotgun, tied in on their side. We're in a four-man front. There's a snap, and they give it to Marcus McNair up the middle, and he's across the 5, up to the 6, giving him the 7-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, Turner snuck back up under center, and when you're that far back, you don't want any mistakes for the Wildcats. They're just trying to get some positive yards right now. Vikings turn and look for their signals from the sidelines.
They get the box set. Should be second and 10. Now they bring Belcher and King to our side of the field. Send one man to the far side. Turner now in the shotgun. Turner takes the snap. And he gives it
keeps
to the fullback.
It.
Nope, tries to keep it. Run off tackle. We hit him just as he crosses the 10. He'll pick up 1, 2, 3, give him 4 yards. And it'll be third and about 7, Bill.
Yeah, Turner.
Maybe a short 7, long 8.
Turner tried to pull. He pulled the ball back out, got in behind that big tackle of his, number 78, Antonio Foster, put his hand on his back, and looked like he might be able to pick up some positive yards.
Oh, Bill, a lot of yards because it's 3rd and 6.
Third and 6, almost 7, though. It's a long 6.
Again, they send two receivers far side. They bring Belcher to our side. He's got Greg Reed on him out here. Tied in on our side. Man in motion towards us. Turner keeps the ball looking. Drops back. Looks those deep downfield. Got a man open. Perry King makes the catch at the 50. All the way down to our 45. He got behind.
Number 4, Marcus Sullivan, and got in behind him. And Marcus could not catch up.
We talked about that. We could not afford to give up a big play, and we had them pinned back, and we just did.
But that's okay. I mean, the long play's over. It's time for the defense to step back in and just keep focused, and they can work this thing back.
A big pass play from Michael Turner.
Almost 40 yards.
To Perry King. Now, they send one receiver far side, one near side. Turner in the shotgun. He drops back, looking. There comes the rush. Dumps it out to number 8. He's hit from behind. Spins again. He's still up. Fighting. And breaks 2 tackles as he crosses the 40 down to our 42-yard line.
Turner wanted to go deep with that ball, but everybody was covered. And then all he had left was his dump off to Marcus McNair. It's his running ability that picked up those yards.
And it'll be second and a long two at our 42-yard line. They bring King and David Arnold to our side. Send Marcus Ewing's to their side. Now Arnold in motion that side. Turner looking. There's a hole. And not being caught, they throw downfield. Just throw the ball away.
Yeah, you can hear the coaches to the left of us. A lot of fans in front wanting a hold there. But ball falls incomplete. Stop. Clock stops. 8:18 left in the fourth quarter. And it's third and a long two.
And there comes this crowd to the feet. Turner brings the play in from the sidelines.
Wes, there's not a soul left this stadium on either side.
Not a soul left?
That has left the stadium.
Not a soul.
That has left. They are as many here as it started.
Belcher and King go to the far side. They're in the I formation. Turner under center. Takes the snap. Gives the ball. No time to look. Looking for somebody. No place to throw it. Has to throw it away, and it'll be fourth down.
That was a smart play by Michael Turner. He realized they tried a little bit of trickeration. Didn't happen. Is that a flag?
Yes, it is. And guess what we got, Bill?
What do we got?
Ineligible receiver.
Yes, we do.
Now, here's the decision. It's either fourth and three or third and eight.
So what is it, just a five-yard penalty?
Yep, just a five-yard penalty.
Wow.
Yep, coach says back it up. Let's make it third and eight.
Knowing that probably this late in the game, they're going to go for that on a fourth and three. So
yes. 8:09 to go here in the ball game. Vikings lead it 11-0. Again, Michael Turner brings the play in from the sidelines. And again, they bring Belcher to our side of the field along with David Arnold. Send Ewing to the far side. Turner in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls outside, looking, and he's hit in the backfield, gets away from one man. No way to go. We hit him again. He crosses the 40.
He's got a
down
first
to the
down.
35. He's close to the first down. He's got the first down, Bill. And like you said, the one thing we don't want Michael Turner to do, he just did.
Yeah, again, his improvising is so great. I mean, when the play breaks down, I'm not saying he's a Michael Vick, but a Michael Vick kind of player, when the plays break down, that's when they're most dangerous. And that's Michael Turner. When the play breaks down, he's extremely dangerous.
First and 10, Wildcats at our 33-yard line, 33-and-a-half-yard line.
7:50 in the clock running.
We've gone to a four-man front. Cats put their receivers. Now they call timeout. With 7:36 to go here in the ball game, we'll take a 30-second break. Vikings lead it 11-0. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WGGA.
Take a moment to meet the problem solvers at General Rental Center. When you've got a tough job or you aren't sure what you need, call Alan Strickland and the staff at General Rental. These people wrote the book on equipment rental. Tools and equipment for just about any job is their specialty. No matter what you need, they've got it. And they've got the expertise to show you how to use it correctly for fast, easy job completion. General Rental Center, 2717 Bemis Road. For the right tool, every time.
The Vikings play here.
News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne. The Wildcats have just burned their first time out of the second half. 7:36 to go. We Vikings lead it 11-0. First and 10 for the Cats at our 33-and-a-half-yard line. Turner in the shotgun. He's got two receivers far side, one near side. He keeps Marcus McNair in the backfield with him. Arnold in motion. Keeps the ball, rolls left, looking downfield. Throws the ball out in the flats, off the fingertips of number 42.
That's Marcus Ewing, right?
Yep. Ewing open underneath our zone. And that stops the clock with 7:29 to go and makes it second and 10.
Little story about Marcus Ewing. Back when he was in 7th and 8th grade, you know where he played middle school ball?
No idea.
Hayhira Middle School. His family moved into town later on, and he and his brother Curtis went on to the city school system.
Now they send McNair and Perry King to the far side in the I formation, tied into our side of the field. Turner under center. Takes the snap. Gives the ball to David Arnold, and he's over the left side. And Arnold will pick up about 3 yards down to the 30-yard line. Well, it'll be third and about seven from there.
Well, Arnold is definitely their workhorse, but our defense has been able to hold him in check so far. Not a lot. I mean, he's had a lot of carries, but not a lot of yards.
We're exactly 7 minutes to go in this ball game. Now they bring King and David Arnold to our side. Send Belcher to the far side. Turner in the shotgun with McNair. Arnold in motion. Take the snap. Fake it to.
Nope. Yep,
there's the flag. And we've got illegal procedure.
Wow.
Against the Cats.
Turner looked at the official like, what do we do?
So from third and seven, let's go to third and 11. Or third
again,
and 12.
I was going to say, the officiating crew has done a really good job holding things in check. Their plays are, their calls are pretty tight, but they've been both ways.
Third and 11. Two receivers near side, one far side. Here's where the Cats are the most dangerous. Turner drops back, looks, goes deep down, throw toward the end zone, a lot of bumping, and there goes the flag, and we've got pass interference.
Yeah, really. You want to try and find and say, well, maybe not, but you got to call that play. The ball looked to be overthrown and probably wouldn't have received, caught the pass, but when you hit him trying to come through the middle like that, you're going to get the call.
6:23 to go in this ball game, and the Cats they'll pick up a 15-yard penalty, and that'll take the ball all the way down to our 20-yard line. We'll be first and 10 at our 20 with 6:23 to go in this ball game.
They bring in some bigger hitters on the defensive line.
Belcher comes to our side, King to the far side, Arnold in the slot, Turner in the shotgun, Arnold in motion, and they give it to Arnold, turned around the left side, he's hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose. Nope, I say he'll lose a yard, they say it is forward progress, got him to the 20 for Desmond Miller hitting, and it'll be second and 10 at the 20. With exactly six minutes to go in this contest.
Vikings still lead 11-0, trying to hold on and keep the Wildcats out of the end zone.
Belcher goes far side. King and David Arnold to the near side. Turner in the shotgun. We're in a four-man front. Turner takes the snap. Drops straight back. Looking. There's a hole. Slips and falls. We got him. And he'll go down. At about the 27-yard line.
They held number 93, Henry Harden, look like. Is there a penalty? No, they haven't called a penalty, Wes. But it looked like they drug Henry Harden down.
That wasn't a hold. That was a tackle.
Yeah. They took Henry Harden to the ground.
But that'll back it up. He'll be third and 17 at the five-minute mark. Vikings lead it 11-0. Clock's running.
Third and long now for the Wildcats.
Cats have two timeouts. We have one. Perry King comes to our side. Arnold and Belcher to the far side. Turner in the shotgun. We're still in a four-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looking toward the end zone. Looking, we're being chased. We got him. Throws the ball away. Go. Yes, he does. There goes the ball
I'm not sure. There was a flag right there where David Arnold was. I'm not sure either.
Blake Summers was out there, but there was no contact made.
And no hold, it didn't look like, or anything. Blake was far away from Arnold.
Ineligible receiver downfield.
Wow.
If you decline it, Coach, we got
fourth down. Hey, it's fourth and a long way now, about almost, 18 yards.
Yep, fourth and 17. Or third and 22.
I'd take fourth and 18.
What we're going to do, fellas?
Yep, they're going to leave it there. So fourth and 18. And of course, the Wildcats are going to go for it, down 11.
Let's play some smart football here, Vikings. One more time, big boys. One more time. Crowd jumps to their feet. King, Arnold, go to the far side. A Wildcat to our side. Turner in the shotgun. Four-man front for our Vikings. One more time, Warriors. One more time. Drop straight back. Pump fake looking. Being chased. Throws toward the end zone. Ball up in the air. Off the fingertips of a Viking. David Arnold out of the end zone. No good. Vikings take over.
4:28 to go now in the fourth quarter. The Vikings take over with an 11-point lead, 11-0. And if we can churn out 4 minutes and 28 seconds, we will come away with the fourth consecutive victory over the Wildcats.
However, Bill Osborne,
there's a lot of time.
4:28, and the Cats still have two timeouts.
Yeah, there's a lot of time, and we're not, by no means calling a victory yet by any stretch. But we have definitely put ourselves in the driver's seat. Control the ball, move it a couple first downs.
Cats, 8 men on the line of scrimmage. Kahari Franklin keeps it. He gets...
No, that's Hargett picked that up. And they get him right at the line of scrimmage. Maybe even lost a half a yard. Yep, they'll move him back.
He'll lose about half a yard. We need to get at least a first down out of this.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, the clock moving, 3:58 now. But you're right, Wes. One first down, maybe two, and we can put this away.
Inside 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, we're already looking to the side now. We want to try and use up as much clock here as we can.
Kahari Franklin takes the snap. Gets it to Derrick Perry around the right side. Ball's on the ground! Ball's on the ground! Cats have recovered it! Ball's on the ground. The Cats have recovered it.
Yep. So they'll get the ball at about, the 26-yard line. Garrett just got crushed as he tried to come around the side.
See if they mark it down at the... And our defense, we've got to do it again, Bill.
Well, let's see this defense, if they can stand up to the task.
King and Arnold go far side. They're in the I formation. And they try the reverse. They're looking for a pass downfield. They've got a man open in the end zone, and they overthrow him.
Gerald Dent's down there in coverage. Wait a minute. What happened here? Number 15.
Reed leveled David Arnold on
no,
the pass play.
That's Tavares Belcher, number 15, I think. Let's see. I want to say that was 15 on that reverse in the pass, which would be Tavares Belcher.
If it is, if you're right, it was Tavares Belcher. They had a man, the Cats had a man open going down the sideline.
Did you see the hit? I was watching the pass down in the end zone.
And Greg Reed, just as that ball was released, Greg Reed unloaded. He swung up battle axe.
With 3:27 left in the fourth quarter, the incomplete pass will stop the clock, and it'll be second down for the Wildcats. Right now, number 15, Tavares Belcher, he comes to his feet. There he goes. And you hear that round of applause both sides. Great sportsmanship.
You can see Greg Reed wanted to go over and speak to him, and they're getting him off the field to make sure he's okay.
Yep. I mean, nobody wants to see any of these kids get hurt in this ball game or any ball game, for that fact.
That was an incomplete pass. Fontavious goes far side. Perry King near side. Turner in the shotgun. Tight end on our side of the field. Four-man front for our Vikings. Turner straight back. There comes Little Bear. There's a screen play to David Arnold. We got a hand on him. He's around the left side, down the sideline. We'll run him out of bounds inside the 15-yard line.
One of the better plays of the night for the Wildcats. It's just a deep screen.
And that'll be a first down for the Wildcats with 3:17 to go.
Also saw number 42, Curtis Ewing, start to run open free as well, coming down the middle.
The ball just inside our 15-yard line. Belcher back in, comes near side. Perry King goes far side. Turner in the shotgun. David Arnold just off Perry King's tail. Ball on the far side. Turner drops straight back looking. There comes a rush. Throws the ball out in the flats. And the catch is made at the 17-yard line.
But he lost yards.
And he'll lose yardage. In fact, he'll lose 2 yards. And the clock runs. We're inside 3 minutes now, and that'll be second and 12. I lied, Viking Warriors. I need you to stand up one more time. Just one more time, you Viking Warriors. Ball on the near hash mark.
All the crowd, both sides of the stadium are on their feet.
Belcher, King, near side. Turner in the shotgun with McNair and Arnold. Turner takes the snap. Rolls left. Looking. Stop. Look. There comes the rush. We got a hand on him.
Oh.
He throws it away. And where's the flag? Nope. He has a man out there.
He does
at the post.
He does have a man out at the post. He
Marcus did. McNair was out near the 15-yard line, Bill, on the far side.
Yeah, everybody wanted it because really Turner kind of turned his body, threw it more hard left than he did really towards the receiver.
Marcus Ewing's near side. Turner in the shotgun. Rolls left. Looking. There comes Blake Summers. They throw in the flats. Catch made. And they've got a first down inside the 5-yard line. And that was Perry King that made the catch.
Wow.
It'll be first and goal at our 5 with 2:12 to go.
You got to remember to breathe every once in a while.
This is a ball game.
Yes, it is.
Clock running now.
And we expected nothing less.
We are at 2:05. Two tight, double tight ends for the Cats. We're in a five-man front. They're in a power I formation. They give it to David Arnold. Nope. He's got it looking to pass. Throws to the back of the end zone. Out of the end zone. No good.
Yeah, even with a catch, he was already out of the end zone.
Stops the clock with a minute 51 to go. We lead 11-0. No matter what happens, Bill, they've got to get 2 scores.
Yep, got to get 2. I'd like for them to get none. And I know that Viking defense would like for them to get none as well.
Ball on the far hash mark at our 4-yard line. They bring Perry King near side. They put David Arnold in the slot. Turner in the shotgun. Belcher and Ewing. Now Belcher's in motion toward our side. Turner keeps the ball looking to run. We've got him. Do we stop him?
No, touchdown,
Michael Turner.
Again, Michael Turner, when the play breaks down, you got to account for him.
Now, did you go for 2?
With 1:45, I'm coach. Yeah, we did.
Ball down on the 3-yard line.
So 11-6, and the Wildcats line up for a 2-point conversion.
Turner goes under center. He's got Belcher out here. I formation. Takes the snap. Drops back looking to throw the end zone. Being chased. Throws out the back of the end zone. The catch is made. Yes! They made the two-point conversion.
Wow. 11-8.
And 11-8. With a minute 46 to go, we will take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Have you ever asked yourself, God, I wish it could be easier and less painful to buy a vehicle? Well, if you haven't, obviously you're not from around here or you've been extremely lucky. And I know I'm not the only one because Dodge of Valdosta has as well. That's why they created the all-new DodgeofValdosta.com. DodgeofValdosta.com is a great website. It's user-friendly, it looks good, and the best part about it, it's painless. It's a no-pressure, customer-friendly environment that you can research, find, or service your vehicle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive away, drive. Today.
It's your home for the Vikings. News Talk 105.9 WBGN.
All right, Wes. It's 11-8.
Yep, 11-8. Our Vikings lead it with a minute 46 to go here in the fourth quarter.
And you know there'll be an onside kick.
John Mark Stevenson to kick off. We've got all the good hands people up on the line.
Wait a minute. Got a timeout.
And
Vikings take a timeout.
Yep.
And just keep it here? I say we do.
Yeah, we'll just keep it. We'll just keep it right here.
Coach McPherson wanted to see what they were going to do, how they were going to line up, and then he called that timeout. We'll still keep those hands people up there. Okay, on an onside kick. It's got to travel 10 yards.
The ball has to go 10 yards before the kicking team can touch it.
That's
if they
correct.
Touch it before it goes 10 yards, it's first touching, and the ball is dead where it is touched at.
Right. The receiving team, however, can touch it before 10 yards.
Right.
So,
and if you touch it before it goes 10 yards, you want to make sure that you fall on the ball.
Right, because it's a live ball then, and then the kicking team as well has access to it.
We've got Christian Glisson, Kelly Dossie.
That's Lee Ruiz.
Franklin.
Lee Ruiz
out there.
Marcus Solomon.
Tavares Williams.
Gerald Demps. Craig Reed.
And you also want to watch the catch for offsides on an onside kick. Christian got it and he fell on it. Glisson got it and he fell on it. And we'll take over on our 47-and-a-half-yard line.
Now, Wes, it looks like there's still that Valdosta has two timeouts on the board.
They do.
Is that still correct? Okay. Expect them to use those timeouts quickly now.
Yep.
All right, Kari Franklin has the play. He's in the huddle.
A minute 44 to go.
We need a first down here.
Kari Franklin goes under center. Gives the ball to...
That's Postel.
And Postel has crossed the 50. He'll pick up about 6 yards. Time is called by the Cats.
That'll be their...
A minute 36 to go.
That'll be their second of the half. They'll have one left.
We'll just keep it right here, Bill Osborne.
Just like this crowd, we're going to stay here, too, because there is not a soul that has left this stadium tonight. Everybody's still there on the Cat side. Every seat full here on the Viking side.
Jerry Postel got us 5 yards, so it'll be second and five. You want to get a first down, but more importantly, you want to protect that football.
Yeah, if you want to hold on to it, get some yards. Now the Cats back out on the field. Officials calling for the offense. Christian Glisson now in it at quarterback.
Glisson goes under center. The Cats in a five-man front. Strong tight end to our side. They've got 8 men on the line of scrimmage, and we move.
Malachi Payne, the tight end, jumps a little soon. He looked out the corner of his eye, and he saw those defensive backs coming up in to fill the gaps, and that just threw him off. Young sophomore, Malachi Payne.
We'll back it up 5 yards.
The second and 10.
Well, actually, second and 10 and a half.
Yep.
Kari Franklin checks back in now. Clock will not start till we snap the ball. Six-man front for the Cats. There's the snap, and we give it to one man.
Greg Reed.
50. Greg Reed breaks the tackle. He's across the 40, the 30. Stop. Cuts back midfield. Still on his feet. Just one man. Greg Reed. To the end zone. To the end zone. Oh, shoot. Greg Reed.
Down Viking. Yeah. That is the dagger in the back. Yes, sir. Nail in the coffin, brother. Nail in the coffin. What a run. And we can't discount the run by Greg Reed. What an incredible run.
Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And it's good. And with a minute 22 to go, it's our Vikings 18. The Wildcats 8. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
I'm going to say three words. Freshly cut steaks. See, you knew who I was talking about. Juicy USDA Choice Steaks, Austin's Cattle Company. And as soon as I said steaks, you knew who I was talking about. Austin's Cattle Company. Pleasing your taste buds with their most wanted lineup that includes Austin's famous prime rib, the New York Strip, the Delmonico, the T-Bone, just to name a few. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, you name it, Austin's has perfected it. Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
You're listening to the Lounge High Vikings Radio Network.
On News Talk 105.9.
WVGA.
Back in Martin Stadium, Vikings set to kick off. Mark Willis, high pooch kick. And is taken at the 25 by the Cats. And we'll haul him down at the 45-yard line.
Who was that brought him down? That was number 23. That's Joel Burkhalter. He's one of the kickers. Wait a minute. That was the kicker. Hold on. Well, did Joel kick the ball off? Joel Burkhalter may have kicked that ball off even. All right. So it's 18-8, 1:17 left.
Cats with one timeout. They send two receivers far side, one near side. Turner in the shotgun. Takes a snap, drops straight back. He's looking. He's looking. He's looking.
He's holding. Yeah,
there goes the holding flag. Turner looking. Throws the ball downfield. Catch is made. But they said he was out of bounds.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered. There's a hole back at the 33-yard line.
TJ was trying to turn his body and get away, and he couldn't because he was being held right inside by the jersey. He was held for a long, long time, too. So that'll drive him back another 10 from the spot. We'll take that penalty from the spot. So 1:05 left in the ball game. Vikings lead 18-8.
Bill, Vikings, if everything stays like it should, Vikings go to 6-1 on the year, 3-0 in the region. Valdosta drops to 6-2 on the season, 3-1 in the region. We travel to Colquitt next week, who was off this week. Valdosta doesn't get much easier. They've got coffee next Friday night at home.
Yeah, they get to host coffee, and we know how big and powerful coffee is. They're going to have a tough week of practice.
Perry King and Belcher comes near side. Michael Turner in the shotgun. We're in a three-man front. There's a snap. Drops back. Looking. Throws out in the flats.
No catch.
And no catch. That stops the clock with 59 seconds to go. Bill?
Starting to see people pull out of the stadium now.
Let me turn over here and show you something, buddy.
What'd you pick as your score?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But something will happen tonight that has never happened before.
What's that?
In the history of this series.
The four straight wins for the Vikings.
Lions High will win four straight games over the Vikings.
There's only two other teams besides now the Vikings that have ever done that. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Turner takes a snap, drops back, looks, throws deep downfield, ball way up in the air. And he goes up, batted down. No, the catch is made. What a catch by Perry King. That ball was batted around. He makes the catch at our 44-yard line with 50 seconds to go.
So 50 seconds, the ball, of course, the clock stops while they move the chains. The catch was in bounds. Telvin Smith was out there on the coverage that time. Clock is running.
Turner drops back, looks, throws out in the flats. Catch made by David Arnold. He's at the 30, and we run him out of bounds at the 25 with 32 seconds to go. Bill, Randy will go. Randy McPherson, 5-2 against the catch, will improve to 6-2. Randy has.
He lost only one, hadn't he? The very first matchup.
Two.
You're right.
He's 3-2 against the Cats. He will go to 4-2 against the Cats. But the margin of victory since he's been here, we've outscored the Cats over the last 5 years, 118-75. We've averaged 23 points a game. They've averaged 15. Turner in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolls left, looking, throws deep downfield, got a man
he's
over.
He's got a receiver.
And we knock the ball away.
What a great play.
With 25 seconds to go.
At the very last minute, who was that? That was Greg Reed breaking that pass up.
Bill, this game, 10 seconds.
And it's still not over. We got 25 seconds here.
25 seconds. We're only up by 10 points.
36-28. Warner Robins over Coffee right now with under 2 minutes left. Wow.
Turner in the shotgun. He sends Belcher and Perry King to the far side. Rolls left, stops, looks, throws out. He's got Perry King and one man out there, jumps up in the air, and oh, what a play by Kelly Dolphy. Knocks the ball away.
Wait a minute, Perry King's down. He's holding an ankle or a knee, something.
I think he caught a cramp, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a cramp. He looks like he's holding a calf. So 18 seconds left now. The Vikings lead 18-8. And these Cats are not going to give up. That's a mark of a good football team, a well-coached football team, Wes.
Cats down on one leg. If that score holds up.
Yeah, Perry just got a little cramp. He's up and walking off.
If that score holds up, Coffee will drop to 6-2 to 2-2 in the region. Warner Robins will improve to 3-4 overall, but 2-1 in the region.
And we still got to face them last game of the season.
We sure do. And still don't know what's happening with Tifton Houston.
Right. And, of course, there's still a few minutes left in that ball game. We still got 18 seconds left here. You never know what will happen.
Belcher comes near side. David Arnold in the slot out there with number 17, Devontavious Sapp. Turner drops back, looking to throw, trying to find a place to run. Ball's on the ground, and what happens?
I believe he probably got it back.
I think he got it back. They stopped the clock, but why?
On a fumble and recovery, it stopped till the ball's set, and then...
No!
They called their last timeout.
Last timeout.
9 seconds left now.
9 seconds to go in this ball game. They've just called their last timeout, trailing 8-8. I'm 18-8. Some scores for you. It's Warner Robins 35, Coffee 28.
2:05 in the fourth.
21, Houston 14 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Cook 13-0 over Brooks. Calhoun 8, Lanier 6. And Green Ware County beat Grimbier 17-10. It was Finch 20-20 as they start in the fourth quarter. And Thomas County Central beat America Sumter 35-13. Cairo beat Worth 23-0. Thank you, Mr. Joe Stubbs, as he takes care of us as he always does. Here's the final play. Could be the final play of this ball game.
May not be. 9 seconds. Get a playoff pretty quick. They could still maybe throw another one. You never know. Let's see if we can.
Belcher to our side. Sapp and David Arnold to the far side. Turner straight back. He's going to the end zone. You know it. There comes the rush. We've got him. And that's the ball game.
Three. No, wait a minute. They got to. Hold on.
That's the ball game.
They got to stop and reset the clock.
They got to reset it. We'll take the knee. But that's ball game, Bill.
Yep, that was because that's a turnover on downs.
It's a turnover on downs. We've got to take a knee. But our Vikings have defeated the Valdosta Wildcats 18-8 in the 2007 Wintersville Classic to go to 6-1 on the year to take a commanding 3-0
lead
in the region.
Well, I was going to say earlier, while we got 1 second here, the only other two teams to ever beat the Wildcats four times in a row, do you know who they are?
Nope.
One of them we're going to face next week.
Colquitt
in the early 90s when they won so many state championships. They won a couple state championships. They beat Valdosta four times in a row. The other team, Thomasville. Back in the day.
Bill Osborne knows his stuff. Christian Glisson takes the final knee. And that's the ball game. Our Vikings, 18. Valdosta, 8. We'll take a 2-minute break. You listen to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Valdosta is known as Wintersville for a reason, and the Lounge High Vikings can give you two back-to-back. Speedy Signs and Graphics is proud to sponsor the Lounge Vikings on their quest for another state championship in 2007. Speedy Signs and Graphics is Valdosta's banner headquarters. Show your team spirit with